everyone. This is the Bad Intro Show on Spotify and all other sources of the internet that we currently are on. Right now, we're majorly located on Spotify. Is that a word, majorly? But the good part of what we do is on Spotify right now, and we are expanding every day. Our audience is growing. I'm Bill Russo, and I'm here with my co-host, Anthony LaFaso, and the sound engineer, Edward Paunetto. Fab intro, term that applies to fabulous introductions. That's what we do here. We introduce the public, the people, places, thoughts, ideas, things, inventions, and then the public, you, everyone. And in the case of the host that broadcasts, we learn a lot too. And that's why we do fabulous introductions. And with that learning, with that knowledge, you could immerse yourself and grow and learn more about the topics and guests and the shows that we have. Today, I want to start off the show with a commentary about an issue that we hope doesn't go away and has to do with the most vulnerable in our society. During COVID, great number of people, we got a call in already. Eddie, we'll have to tell them to call back. You got it covered? All right, very good. Thank you. Okay, so I want to talk about veterans. Yesterday was 9/11. And in response to 9/11, many veterans were called into action, whether it was Afghanistan or any other foreign country. And over the years, veterans have served us and sacrificed. During COVID, there were many veterans who had done their service and found themselves either at home or in nursing homes. I want to talk about those veterans that were literally trapped in nursing homes in some locations, in some states, in some counties of the United States. They received good treatment and attention. They received good hygiene, good infection control. In other states, they did not. One of those states was New Jersey. Another was New York, California, and some other states where veterans were neglected. As a matter of fact, in 2020, the Justice Department launched a federal investigation centering on two nursing homes and more. The two in New Jersey were Paramus Veterans Memorial Nursing Home and Menlo Park Memorial Nursing Home. So here is what I have to say, and this is my opinion piece. And it's entitled Voices for Seniors. Solidarity calls us to voices for seniors. During the COVID crisis and lockdowns of 2020 and 21, the most vulnerable among us in our nation were our senior citizens. Five governors of five different states of our union let us down by placing positive tested persons into nursing homes with the general population in the nursing home without informing them. Cold-hearted and thoughtless and incompetent decision by five governors who presumably communicated with one another. It's not proven, but we believe that they were in contact with one another, compared notes, and implemented similar policies. And then later on, in some cases, whether they're administrators or the governors themselves, covered up or did not report on the true numbers to explain away the number of fatalities that resulted from that. Seniors are voiceless. Their families were in anguish over what happened. A large group formed as a result of that on the internet called Voices for Seniors. And many of those people became advocates, and they are still advocates. And we must stand along with the Voices for Seniors and advocate for those people who still suffer from the losses. But it's not just about accountability, it's about change. We have to do whatever we can do to add our voices to those people who are advocating for seniors. So I would like to say to all the people out there, not to forget what happened on 9/11, but also never forget our veterans and the treatment they received during COVID, that policies can be implemented so that during any crisis, veterans, wherever they may be, receive the proper care that they deserve. And that's my opinion.
Well, bravo, Bill. We enjoyed your dissertation on a very, very important issue, often not focused upon. I'm A.C. Lowe, also known as Anthony LoFaso. I'm the co-host here on the Fab Intro Show. You're listening to the Fab Intro Show, and you're probably listening to it on Spotify, and we are on several other venues. But you can hear most of these programs on Spotify, and they're there on a regular basis, perhaps weekly, perhaps biweekly. We have several up there now for you to enjoy. Our engineer is Ed Palmetto, and I'm Anthony LoFaso, and I want to applaud Bill on his discussion about the lack of voice that our senior citizens have, and we owe so much to our senior citizens. We owe so much to our veterans, and they were obviously mistreated. We hope it wasn't done intentionally, but it doesn't seem that proper care was given to those decisions. Again, to be fair, those decisions were made under a lot of pressure, but still in all, it was really a poor decision and devastating to our senior citizens and their families, and in fact, a tragedy of great magnitude in most of those cases, very severe. And so I applaud you again, Bill, for your choice of information. I have a discussion today myself. I guess this is our kind of our opinion day, editorial day, if you will, although we're not at press. And I want to talk about something, a subject close to my heart, and I think a lot of other people. In the last several years, less than 5 years, most municipalities across the country have installed traffic cameras of one kind or another. And we are told how much safer we are now that these cameras are recording all kinds of violations of the law. And that may indeed be the case. In fact, recently here in New York City, the New York City Department of Transportation published a report about how accidents and traffic deaths are down. And they attribute that to the traffic cameras. That indeed may be the case. I don't know how the data was collected and what they compare it to. And I don't know how all of that stuff comes about. But I just want to give you a few thoughts. If you were driving 5 years ago, you may have driven faster than the speed limit, and you may have rolled through a changing light. That's also something that people might have been doing, and they may have been doing it for 20 or 30 years or longer. And that is what these cameras are about, to try and stop that practice and to try and stop speeding. The only issue is that the people that were driving regular, what we called normal back then, are now being penalized substantially for continuing to drive kind of the same way. These particular drivers, whoever they are, you might be one of them, they never killed anyone with their car. They never hurt anyone with their car. They never damaged any property with their car. And they never had an accident in 20 or 30 years. Obviously, their driving habits were enforced by good judgment and long driving experience. Now, I know that those who may disagree say, well, it's an accident waiting to happen. Well, some of us would have to wait 30 or 40 years because it hasn't happened yet. They were driving in a careful, discreet, and intelligent way, albeit they may have gone faster than the speed limit. But obviously, their judgment was good. However, now they're penalized for that, and the revenue coming into the various governments and municipalities is enormous. It is a windfall. It is a revenue that didn't exist only 5 years ago, and now here it is. Governments will never give it up, no matter how much they penalize the average driver who wasn't the problem in the first place. In the meantime, we have a large number of electric bikes, mopeds, motorcycles, gasoline engine vehicles operating in the street in any direction they please, even though the municipalities have bent over backwards to provide bike lanes, and they're operating without registration, without a license plate, without insurance. And my opinion is, how do you get a gasoline engine motorcycle? Where do you buy it? That means that the dealers are complicit, absolutely complicit in selling these pieces of equipment, these vehicles, for cash without requiring an FS-20, without requiring insurance, without requiring having a plate on the vehicle when it leaves their place. How all of this is done, I really don't know. But I know that they rarely stop for a light, go all kinds of speeds in opposite directions, and have had numerous accidents. So the people that are driving how they always drove and never caused a problem are paying the bill for those who aren't paying anything. And I think we've got it ass backwards. Again, I am aware of the report that the Department of Transportation put out that everything is way better since they put the cameras. You bet it is, especially the Treasury of the City of New York. And the intent is to put more. And on the horizon, not even on the horizon, it's already rising into the sky, is congestion pricing. Another GG, golden gimmick. A golden gimmick. How do you tell an emergency room doctor that she has to pay money to go down to the hospital to save a life? How do you tell a fireman or a police officer or a nurse or a dozen other people whose jobs are so important? How do you tell the people who live in that zone that they've got to pay to go back home? No one answers these questions. Somebody's got to ask them. We need leadership, someone that'll come forward and say something on behalf of the regular average person. I'm Anthony LoFaso, and I hope that this sets you thinking.
Thank you very much, Anthony. This has been a Fab Intro broadcast. And at Fab Intro, we welcome your opinions. So feel free to send us your opinions. You could reach me at fabintro@gmail.com, fabintro@gmail.com. We will read what you write. We will air what you write, as long as it's something that's acceptable and meets our community standards and won't offend anyone or hurt anyone or threaten violence or anyone. But we love to have your input. And again, we are Fab Intro. We are about introductions. We are about lighting that spark. We are about inspiring you. We are about that sunrise, that sunset that makes you feel so good. You want more of the day. You want more of the night. So thank you very much for listening. And you're among the many, many, many who are coming on to Fab Intro. Intro show.